Hello, friends of Soul Kitchen. Thank you for listening to my podcast. My name is Jasper Mutsaerts. I'm an entrepreneur, adventurer, coach, and wisdom seeker. With Soul Kitchen, I interview people that inspire me, from TED speakers to social entrepreneurs, from activists to artists, from dreamers to seekers, from business people to spiritual teachers. With Soul Kitchen, I empower people to live their quest. Each episode contains a recipe for life. What is your quest? Hello, friends of Soul Kitchen. Welcome to episode 77 of this podcast. I'm currently in Portugal, in Carvoeira, where I'm living nowadays near the ocean. And today I'm going to reflect on season 7. Many exciting episodes with exciting guests. And in this episode, I will share my insights, and I'll also share a few reflection questions for you as a listener of this podcast. I also wanted to give you a few updates. So first of all, we have a new branding and photography, as you can see in the podcast. So Selma Rijkoff, she's a photographer and a brand developer based in Portugal. She has created a new branding, and every episode we will now show the pictures of the guests. So I hope you like that. And then the second update is that October 9 to 14, I will host a vision retreat for founders and CEOs. So if you're a founder or a CEO, if you are an aspiring founder, you're super welcome to join us. It will be my 7th vision retreat. And we've tested the program now 6 times, and people really enjoy it. So I kindly invite you to join the founder and CEO retreat on October 9 to 14. Well, episode 67 was with Tim van de Tillard on finding mental money freedom. Tim is an entrepreneur. He's the founder of Bookachu, a search engine for train and plane tickets. And he's also a finance consultant for different types of organizations. He also worked a lot in Central Africa. And in finding mental money freedom, he shares a few insights on how you can improve your relationship with money. And he also shares his insights on the FIRE method, in which you achieve a position of retirement earlier in life. And my key insight was that many people are not clear about their financial goals. They're not specific. And he shares, once you set specific goals, you can also set specific, you know, revenue and cost and saving targets. So a question that you might want to reflect upon is, what is your financial goal for 2025? What is your financial goal for 2025? In episode 68, I met with Greg Caret. He's an ex-McKinsey consultant, and nowadays he's specialized in psychedelic retreats. Fascinating man. He also shares really cool content on LinkedIn. So I recommend you to follow Greg. This episode is on demystifying psychedelics. Psychedelics is getting more and more popular. Venture capitalists are investing hundreds of millions of dollars every year. The World Economic Forum hosts a seminar on psychedelics. But it's still a bit controversial, mainly because people lack the knowledge and the education about it. In this episode, he shares the differences between drugs and psychedelics, and he also shares about the therapeutic value that psychedelics can have. Of course, you need to be careful while using it, but it's definitely something interesting to learn more about. And a question that you can reflect on is, what is your view on drugs and psychedelics? What is your perspective on these things? In episode 69, I interviewed Flora Ong from California. She's a dating and relationship coach with over 50,000 followers on Instagram and TikTok. She's really popular online. The episode is on dating, attachment styles, love, and relationships. And she shares about the different attachment styles that exist, from securely attached to anxious attached to avoidant attached. and how they are related to your childhood experiences and possible childhood traumas. And this topic has been fascinating me because I'm definitely not someone who is securely attached. So I've had several challenges within this field. So I was curious to learn more. And a question that you could reflect upon is, what is your attachment style and how does it influence you? In episode 70, I shared 21 lessons from 10 years of entrepreneurship. This has been my most popular LinkedIn post ever, with 160,000 views. And in this episode, I share my lessons from time management to delegation, to money, to health, to people, to investors, to clients. And a question that you might want to reflect upon is, what is the one thing that you can change to become a better entrepreneur? Whether it's changing a habit, changing a belief, changing a strategic focus. So what is the one thing that you can change to become a better entrepreneur? In episode 71, I'm sharing about the topic of vision. For this podcast, I've interviewed over 50 visionaries with visionary ideas or visionary lives or visions for a better planet. And based on all these interviews, I've developed a vision framework consisting of 6 steps that people go through to realize and define their vision. And the question that you can reflect upon is, what is your vision? Then episode 72, I interviewed Alessa Burke. She's a pioneer within the field of impact investing. She also created a documentary on Gaia. She has more than 100,000 followers on Instagram. So it's definitely someone interesting to follow. And we discussed different fields of impact that you can have. And a question that you might want to reflect upon is, what type of positive impact do you want to make and why? What type of positive impact do you want to make and why? The field of impact entrepreneurship and investing is close to my heart because for 7 years, I've been a trainer at the Impact Hub, and it always fascinates me to work with impact-driven entrepreneurs. So this episode with Alessa is definitely highly recommended. Episode 73 is about following your curiosity. Earlier this year, I participated in an Antarctica cruise with a company called Nomad Cruise, where I met Natalie. She also has her own podcast. And in this interview, she asked me about my recipe for life. My recipe for life is follow your curiosity. I don't think it's always wise to look for your grand purpose, because that's complex to find sometimes. But I believe it's important to follow what makes you curious in the moment. So for me, for instance, what makes me curious right now is podcasting and retreats. So a question that you might want to reflect upon is, what is making you curious at the moment? What is making you curious at the moment? And which steps can you take today or tomorrow to follow that curiosity? In episode 74 is a seminar from Jacqueline Wei. She's one of the most celebrated speakers in the history of TED. And the title of this episode is How to Turn Your Love and Passions into a TED Talk. So she shares some tips and tricks and wisdom how you can turn your love and passions into a TED Talk. And the question that you might want to reflect upon is, what will be the title of your TED Talk? What will be the title of your TED Talk? In episode 75, I interviewed Meike Heremans. She lost her mother when she was 1 year old due to suicide. And recently we hosted a retreat together for people that lost their mother at a young age. This episode is on navigating loss, grief, and healing. And we discussed how it has been for her to lose her mother at such a young age. This is a topic close to my heart because the same has happened to me. So a question that you might want to reflect upon is, which loss are you still processing? Which loss are you still processing? Episode 76, I interviewed Clifton Mahangu on finding light in life journey. He is a life artist and he shares about how his journey has been towards becoming a light artist. He shares about his purpose. And also Clifton lost his mother at a young age. He also participated in this retreat and he shares about his childhood and that it hasn't always been easy for him. He has really, known dark moments in his life. And because of that darkness, it's his purpose to share light with the world, to bring light with the world. So he has translated his pain into his purpose. And the question that you might want to reflect upon is, how do you translate pain into purpose? How do you translate some of your most painful experiences into purpose? Well, these have been the episodes of season 7. This has been a short recap, and I hope you enjoyed season 7. I want to share my gratitude with you for engaging with this podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you can share a 5-star rating on Spotify. That would be highly appreciated. And once again, I would love to invite you for the Founder and CEO Retreat on October 9 to 14. I wish you a wonderful day and keep in touch.